Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Coffee Talks, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. I got a haircut and I don't know how I feel about it. I'm still processing it. I'm still learning to appreciate it. But I'll be frank with you. Today's one of those days where it's just everything seems to be not going my way. Like, I spilled a bunch of coffee and then my makeup doesn't look the way I want it to look. My hair is not looking the way I want it to look. It's one of those days where I feel a little bit more down. But obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today, we are talking about breaking a pattern. I was having a conversation with my sister not that long ago about how we all have patterns and how, whether we like it or not, we tend to go towards what we know and what feels not necessarily safe. I was going to say safe, but safe is not the word. What is known, you know, what feels comfortable, what feels like we're just repeating, you know? And it made me realize that I do have a pattern for a lot of things because I'm a creature of habit. But especially when it comes to relationship, I tend to have this pattern where, and I'm being completely frank with you, completely transparent. This might come and stab me in the back eventually, but who cares? I'm just speaking my truth. And at this point, I'm aware of this pattern, so might as well talk about it, get it off my chest, and try and grow from it. So I have this pattern where I will be having some sort of, not necessarily a situationship, but I will be seeing two people at the same time. Mind you, this is before it gets serious. But what happens is I will have this one individual with who I connect with on an emotional level, who I can joke around with, who I'm getting along with very well, and who kind of ticks all the boxes when it comes to personality, values, interests, and who I have like great conversations with, and who I just feel like it could be a great match. But usually what's missing on that end is like the physical part of it. I tend to not be as physically attracted to that person, not because of what they are and what they do, and like that's not it. And if anything, it just contributes to my attraction to them. But usually the ones I connect with on a like more spiritual level, I want to say, are not the type of people I would usually be attracted to physically. That's what I'm trying to say. And then you guessed it, on the other end, there's usually a person I am completely infatuated with, like physically, who I feel very passionate about on like a physical level, but who I don't have the same kind of connection with in terms of personality, in terms of values, in terms of like humor. It's more so there's essentially a person for my head and like to reassure me, and who's really it on paper, and then there's that person who just like makes me feel some type of way that is almost bestial. Not bestial, that's not what I'm trying to say, but it's more like, you know, the instinct, the animal kind of thing. It sounds so weird now that I say it out loud and when I put it that way, but essentially there's one for my head and there's one for my heart. And the first time this kind of situation happened, it was like a coincidence, you know. It was like, oh, I was interested by these two people who brought me different things, who made me feel different types of ways, and it just didn't work out in the end with either or. And then it happened a second time, and then a third time, and then a fourth time. And now I'm realizing that I have this pattern where my head wants something, but my heart wants something else. And I need to find what's in the middle. But that is extremely hard for me. Because again, I have a pattern I have a tendency to self-sabotage, and I have certain habits when it comes to the people I'm usually physically attracted to or psychologically attracted to, and just the people that I tend to go towards instinctively. And now I'm realizing that this might not be the right way to do so, because obviously it's not paying off, because guess what? I'm still single and I'm still going through the same cycles over and over again, and I'm sick of it. And so now my mission is to try and break out of this pattern. And it's obviously easier said than done, for just for like many things I talk about on here. I had this realization recently, and it hit me like a truck. It made me feel very emotional. Well, I've been feeling emotional just generally speaking lately, but this in particular made me realize all the things that I do and say to like control failure. And I've talked about this in a previous coffee talk, but I feel like it reflects a lot on my dating life and on the way that I deal with interpersonal conflicts or just like conversations in general. And I tend to want to take the role of the bad guy and blame it on myself, because I don't want somebody else to feel as though they are not enough, when in reality that is often the case. And again, I feel like I might be shooting myself in the foot here, because I've heard somewhere before that sometimes you have this person that fits your standards and that answers everything that you've been looking for, except for this 10% thing. So like they're essentially 90% of what you were looking for. And then the society that we live in and social media and just like the dating scene in general makes you think that you could go get that extra 10%, or there's probably like somebody else that offers you this extra 10%. But are you willing to sabotage the situation or the relationship that you've built with that person who has that 90% just for that 10%? I don't know. I feel like I'm just paraphrasing here, and that person, that monologue I heard was probably clearer than what I'm saying now. But it's like, if there's this one little thing missing, is it worth risking it all and throwing it out the window just in hopes to find that little extra 10%? I don't know. And I've been asking myself that question a lot because, well, you guessed it, I'm finding myself in the same pattern again, and I really want to break through it. But it's like, I can't force anything. I can't force somebody to do things that I wish they would do or say things that I wish they would say. I can't change somebody. And that's something I feel like collectively we tend to forget, or we tend to hope that we might be able to change somebody. And I myself have this big like savior syndrome. I don't even know if that's a thing, but that's how I feel. I feel like I have this mission when I meet somebody to like not necessarily save them, but make them into a better person. And I'm a hopeless romantic as well. So when somebody tells me, oh, I'm not looking for anything serious, I do respect that, because, you know, I've been in that point in my life where I was not really looking for anything serious, or at least not with this particular somebody. And it's not a behavior or something that somebody would have said that would have changed that. And so this fact stays in the rational part of my brain, and I'm like well aware of that, and I have to remind myself of that. But then there's also this irrational part of my brain that's like, but what if? And this is where the problem is. This is where I have issues, and I'm well aware that it's completely irrational. It doesn't make sense. It's not likely to happen, because I've had proof, and like they literally were straight up with me and telling me I'm not looking for anything serious, or like I have things to work on. But like there's still this little part of me that's very charged, because okay, that's the thing, and I mean this in the most humble way, but I do know how to activate my charm, if you will, and it has its effects to a certain extent. And sometimes I feel like I rely on this too much, And again, circling back to the whole pattern thing I was referring to earlier, which is like the whole topic of this episode, it has been kind of my go-to move to just be charming and to get people's attention first by being charming and like by being conventionally attractive. This is usually how I get somebody's attention. This is how I pick their interest. And recently a situation happened to me where it was the other way around. So I was feeling as though that person was not necessarily physically attracted to me. And it honestly, it took me off guard. Like it made me feel some type of way that I was not used to. And I was like, well, so then what am I worth? If that person is not physically attracted to me, why would they be interested in me in the first place? And this comes from a long time ago, from when I started dating, not even dating, when I just like started to notice how men would be interested in me and how I could get their attention. And it's probably not healthy. I'm well aware of that, and I'm really trying to work on that, and I'm trying to like not necessarily get the validation, or at least not all of the validation that I need through men's eyes, because that's usually what I would go for. I would think that the only way for me to be interesting to men would be by being pretty and by being sexy and desirable and attractive, and not by being smart and witty and funny. And so I was really unsettled by this whole situation, and I was headed towards this self-sabotage pattern that I have, where I would just be like, it's not gonna work out because this and this and that. And then that person kind of made me come out of my shell in the way that I was not prepared for, or not, I was not expecting it at the very least. And it made me feel very, that's what made me feel emotional, because I was like, oh, okay, so communication is possible, and I can just speak my mind, and I can just be completely honest, and it's okay, you know, like, I'm fine. And that made me feel as though I made a step forward into like breaking this whole pattern. Do I consider that I've broken the pattern once and for all? Not at all. I still have a lot of work to do. But it made me just, yeah. See, I'm speechless right now, because it happened without me even realizing it. It's only when like I took a step back and I was like, okay, well, where do I go from there? And here I am a couple of days later, still confused. I'm very much, it's making me feel anxious and confused, but I feel like, you know, it's one little step further into understanding myself better and breaking a pattern and opening my heart to something new and just like discovering new horizons and new dynamics into what a relationship could be. So, cheers to that. And again, I feel like I might be shooting myself in the foot here, but I literally have nothing to lose here. But like, you know how there are some people who come into your life? I feel like everybody comes into your life for a reason, and you might realize it sooner or later. But I feel like this person in particular, it's probably not going to work out with. Like, well, I say probably, and I just know, because there's a line that I crossed that there's no coming back from. But with that being said, they made me realize this about myself in a way that I would never think possible. And I know that's a really bold statement, but I stand by it. I stand by it. And that's also the beauty of dating, is I know how I like say it's really shitty all the time, but it does bring me some sort of knowledge about myself at the very least, and about the people surrounding me, and about how we all deal with situations differently. And that's one thing that I love about dating. And I feel like some people hate dating and they don't want to go back into the dating scene because they're afraid of being disappointed once again. And I've been there, done that. And it does happen to me often to be disappointed and to be anxious about getting back into the dating scene. But I feel like it also rewards me with a lot of wisdom and knowledge. And it makes me learn new things about myself, and it makes me evolve, and it makes me grow as a human being and as a young woman trying her best to live her best life. So I'm thankful for that. Yes, it sucks at times, but also it, you know, I make great encounters, some not so great, but in the end, they all make me learn something about myself. They all make me learn how to cope with certain situations and how to communicate my needs better and how I want my relationships to go and how not to settle for anything less than what I want and deserve and how to just, you know, be me, essentially. Wow, we're getting pretty philosophical today. I said that right this time. At least I think so. Maybe I didn't. Anyway, yeah, we're getting philosophical. There's something in the air. Maybe it's because Leo season is coming up. I'm Leo, and I'm really looking forward to being in that fire energy, because right now I just feel like I feel weird. I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel weird nowadays. Not sad, not miserable, not happy, not. It's like neutral, but neutral weird. Am I the only one who has been feeling off and odd lately? Maybe it's just me. I'm always out here talking about like dating life and dating scene. And I do find myself a little pathetic for it, because I feel like it takes such a huge place in my life and in my mind. And I don't want it to take that. It's like I'm more than just my dating life. I'm always in this conflict where I'm like, you know what? I'm happy alone. And it's true. I am happy alone. I do have, again, I say this very humbly, but I do have most of my shit together. I'm very happy professionally. I have great friends. I have an amazing family. I'm well surrounded. I'm privileged. And I love my life. Like, generally speaking, I love my life and I'm really content with everything. But there's still this little part of me that's like, yeah, but there's this one little thing missing. And I'm not relying on this and thinking that being in a relationship would fix all of my problems, because that's not what it is, and I'm well aware of that. And I feel like too many people rely on relationships and think that it's gonna fix their problem, but no, you have to get your shit fixed and then get into a relationship, or at least like work towards becoming a better version of both of you. Anyway, I'm getting lost here, but what I wanted to say is I feel like in my life, everything is going accordingly. Everything is going my way, or everything is at least working out in my favor, except for this one part. And I really have this feeling that one day I'm going to be able to like unlock it. But at the same time, I'm like, will I though? Will I ever be able to unlock this? Like, as if I was going to get some sort of clarity about how relationships work and what is the special and magic formula, when in reality it's probably just like me working on myself and just not settling for the people I should not settle for. You know, it's all about knowledge and it's all about the experience and it's all about getting to know yourself better and establishing your boundaries and you and just like being true to yourself and honoring like your needs and desires and just speaking your truth. Again, honesty is the key for everything. Wow, okay, I'm clearly getting lost here for good. So this is my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you une bonne journée.